Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting second. The center fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Naerodny. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fifth. The DH, Jose Morales. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Wolf. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Craig Cusick. Batting ninth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. And now, play ball. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bosley for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm takes first base on ball four. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. One out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morales for the out. Two outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ford, who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Pryor reaches second base with a double. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Naorodny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Norwood hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Jackson now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Randall applying the tag. 2 outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bosley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolf hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bamba Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pryor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Pryor reaches second base with a double. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Naorodny hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pryor scores. Kessinger moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Norwood strikes out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford moves to second. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolf takes first base on ball 4. Ford moves to third. Morales moves to second. Rich Hinton now pitching. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford scores. There goes Morales trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Wolf moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hoskin Powell now playing right field. Willie Norwood now playing center field. Bombo Rivera now playing left field. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-3 in the game. Bosley takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-3 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson fires to first and has Bosley trapped. There's the throw to Smalley, who tags Bosley for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-3 in the game. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Sutton now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Soderholm strikes out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pryor moves to second. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nairodny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Bob Molinaro now playing right field. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Norwood is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Borgman pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosley. Borgman reaches second base with a double. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Morales hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Molinaro. Morales reaches second base with a double. Borgman scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wolf hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morales moves to third. Pablo Torrealba now pitching. Rob Wilfong pinch runs for Larry Wolf. Bamba Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into center field. Bosley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bosley. Morales scores. Wilfong moves to third. Rivera moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cusick is walked intentionally. Laron Lagro now pitching. Rod Carew pinch hits for Butch Weiniger. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-4 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.